This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
إن الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره وأستهديه وأعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من بين خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح لهذه الأمة وكشف الله تعالى به الغمة صلوات الله وسلامه عليه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Obviously, of the well-established facts is the fact that when people are in love, when they're loved, and when they have love, when they experience true love, it actually helps with regards to the longevity of that individual's life. There's plenty of research on this. Less stress, or their ability to handle stress is greater. Better heart health. Better overall health. And the greatest of all is happiness. The person is going to be happy and content. So much so that sometimes you can tell just by simply looking at someone that they're in love. You can't? I can't tell right now. I see some few faces that are very clearly they're in love. However, the ultimate love is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To love Allah and to be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's not me saying this. This is experts and researchers. Because you see, very often when we think that we're in love with someone, with a human being or with an object, in reality we're really in love with ourselves. Very often. I'm not saying always, but very often. Because you usually either love what this object or this human being loves and admires about you, so it's all about you, or you love what they love about you. You love them because they love you. It's reciprocal. Let me repeat that again. Very often, if you ask someone that likes or loves something, why do you like it? They're going to give you what I would quote-unquote classify as a selfish reason. I love it because it does this for me. It makes me feel this way. Then it's about what? About you. Or because, oh, this person loves me. Because this person thinks that I'm funny. They think I'm great. They think I'm amazing. So it's still about me. So people love the way others love them. Now, because this is because they're aware of the love or the signs of what they conceive to be love. However, there is also a superior love to all of this. Parental, especially motherly love, is of that kind. It feels selfless. You love what you can do. You love the opportunity. You love what it brings out of you. You love how it makes you a better version of yourself. And as great as the motherly love is, or any love of that kind, nothing can be compared to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does for you. And the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes both ways. You love Allah, Allah loves you. If you love Allah, if you truly love Allah, that in and of itself is a sign that Allah loves you already. Because there's no way that Allah will allow His love to settle in your heart unless you deserve the love of Allah. Unless you're loved by Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what the Quran alludes to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran tells us that if we turn away from His path, if we turn away from our responsibilities, if we denounce Allah, if we change our religion, if we don't want anything to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah doesn't care. مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ. If any one of you leaves his religion, they give up on their relationship with Allah, they detach themselves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ. Allah is capable and Allah will certainly bring other people. Allah can create other people. بِقَوْمٍ, a people. يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. He loves them and they love Him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for two individuals, not knowing which one of them is worthy and deserves guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But both of them had the potential to be great assets for Islam, for this religion, for the community. Them coming into Islam and joining the community would give a huge boost for this religion and for every member of that community, that early community. And they were, by the way, nephew and uncle. Very charismatic, strong leaders. One of them we know as Amr ibn Hisham, aka Abu Jahl. He was a very charismatic, powerful leader. And the other one was his nephew, a man that we later came to know as Al-Faruq, Umar ibn al-Khattab. Prophet ﷺ knew one of these two would be a great addition to Islam. One of these two. But who? So he makes dua, he asks Allah, he says, Allahumma a'izz al-Islam bi ahabb al-umarayn ilayk. Oh Allah, strengthen the cause of this religion by the conversion of the most beloved of the two Umars to you. Amr ibn Hisham or Umar ibn al-Khattab. Who did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide? Umar ibn al-Khattab. From this we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved Umar. Not necessarily for the state Umar was in, because he was a sworn enemy. He actually, at some point, some people would look at him and say, there is no way this person will accept Islam. His donkey may accept Islam before he does. This is a stubborn person. He's just a very fierce. But because of the potential that Umar radiallahu anhu had, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him to Islam when the Prophet ﷺ made dua for him. So you may look at a person and you don't know. Maybe this person is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one day Allah azza wa jal is going to show what this person is capable of. So how do you know? What are the signs that you love Allah and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you? Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, إن الله تعالى قسم بينكم أخلاقكم كما قسم بينكم أرزاقكم. Allah Azza wa Jal has divided, when it comes to character and mannerism, it's really an endowment. It's a rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a gift from Allah. Some people are endowed with beautiful dispositions and qualities. Just like some people are, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enriches financially, some people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enriches morally. And by the way, one of the worst things, obviously the worst case scenario is for someone to be impoverished financially and ethically and morally. يعني no akhlaq, nothing. They have nothing to offer the world. But sometimes, or in many cases, you find people who are financially enriched, but they are morally bankrupt. And these people are very, very destructive and dangerous because of what they are capable of doing. Because they have the wealth, they have the power, they have authority, they have means, but they have no akhlaq. They have no manners. And it's very unfortunate that many people in position of power fall into that category. One of the worst things is someone in a position of power and authority to be morally corrupt. And then you have people who are financially, they're not doing that well, but morally they're very rich. And then you have people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is very, very, very rare, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enriches in both ways. And these are the most beneficial to other people. They're the most amazing people, the most productive, the most humble. Because they dedicate all of their resources for their own betterment and for the betterment of other people. And it's a sign of a love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they love Allah azza wa jal. And Allah azza wa jal praises them in the Quran. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. They feed other people. They take care of others for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مِسْكِينًا, they take care of those who are less fortunate. وَيَتِيمًا, and they look after the orphans. وَأَسِيرًا, they even take care of their prisoners. They take care of their prisoners. أَسِيرًا. The offenders, the enemies. They do not deprive them from their humanity. They fulfill their basic human needs because they're highly, not because again they're rich financially, but because they're rich morally. So one of the greatest signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet Ibn Mas'ud rather says, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يُعْطِي الْمَالَ مَنْ أَحَبَّ وَمَنْ لَا يُحِبْ. Allah Azza wa Jal gives wealth to whomever He loves, and He gives wealth to those whom He doesn't love. Getting wealth is not a sign of love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, وَلَا يُعْطِي الْإِيمَانَ إِلَّا لِمَنْ يُحِبْ. Allah will not guarantee or bestow iman, faith, and whatever comes with that, knowledge and piety and goodness, except to those whom he loves. And I gave an example of Umar radiallahu anhu. And I cited a verse in the Quran where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمِ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. And Allah tells us that of their qualities is that أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, they're humble with the believers. They're strong and confident in the face of the disbelievers. That's from the greatness of and from the richness of their character and their morality. So one of the greatest signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to be able to be of these people or to be of those people. The other sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you is sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His love by protecting you from dunya and from its temptations and from its traps. Because dunya can really be very limiting. So he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a hadith collected by Imam Ahmad, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, or tells us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would sometimes protect His servant whom He loves from dunya like you would protect your own children or your own family members who are ill from anything that could be a source of sickness or something that can trigger fever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect that person. Sometimes these things may be very appealing. They may be tempting. They may look very good, and a person may have the appetite, or they're craving it. But you're like, son, this is not good for you. It's going to make your situation worse. So because you love them, you deprive them from something that they are craving, something that they love. It's an act of love. So sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests His love for His servant by not giving you something that you desire because it's not good for you on the long run. And Allah azza wa jalla says that sometimes you may like something that is potentially bad for you, and sometimes you may hate something that is potentially good for you. Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, He's not always going to give you everything that you desire and everything that you want. He won't. But rest assured, that's a sign of love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of the signs of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah azza wa jalla refines your manners and gives you softness and makes you a tender and gentle human being. إن الله إذا أحب أهل بيت أدخل عليهم الرفق. One of the signs of Allah, of the love of Allah Azza wa Jal for any household is that Allah Azza wa Jal spreads gentleness and tenderness and kindness within that household. Anytime you see a group of people, household of believers, where the members of that household love each other and they care for each other. The wife loves her husband, the husband loves his wife, the kids are so gentle and kind. That's a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that household. إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ أَهْلَ بَيْتٍ أَدْخَلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّفْقِ. They're kind to each other. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Aisha, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الرِّفْقَ فِي الْأَمْرِ كُلِّهِ. Allah loves gentleness and tenderness and kindness in everything, all of your matters and affairs. Do it with kindness. Of the signs of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes is that Allah azza wa jal tests you with some difficulties and hardships. And if you want to know this, I mean, there's plenty of evidence of it, but one of the greatest and most obvious proofs for this is the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the prophets and the messengers before him were the most tested with hardship. So much so that their pain sometimes would be doubled, will be multiplied. And you think about it. And this is why, by the way, it's very important to learn their seerah, to learn the history and the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the prophets and the messengers before him. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you with your child, remember that there were prophets and messengers before you who were tested. Nuh alayhi salam, as an example. Ibrahim. Or if it's a parent that you're struggling with, Ibrahim alayhi salam had an extremely abusive, hostile, aggressive parent. It's a sign of love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or if it's your spouse, remember Nuh and Lut alayhi salam. Or if it's a sibling or a group of siblings, remember Yusuf alayhi salam and what his siblings did to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test you. And if it's sickness or some sort of illness in your body or some sort of disability, remember Ayyub alayhi salam. If it's the hostility and the hatred of your neighbors or people around you or people that you work with or people that you're trying to, remember Jesus, the son of Mary, and remember Yahya. And remember Zakaria. And the list goes on and on and on. Of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved the most, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them with different types of hardships and difficulties. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, and I will conclude with this. One of the signs of the love of Allah, and by the way, there are many of them, inshallah. Tonight, we'll go over the rest of them, inshallah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, Allah Azza wa Jal will inspire you and give you inclination towards serving others. Service, being in the service of other human beings, people, being in the service of the community, in and of itself, that is one of the signs of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're productive, if you find yourself motivated by coming and volunteering and dedicating your time and your expertise and your effort for the betterment of your community, your fellow Muslims, making this world and this community of yours or this environment or this of yours a better place, that is a sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if any one of you wants the evidence for that, you know, so one of you might come and ask, oh, you're just trying to motivate us to volunteer and to come. Well, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, أحب الناس إلى الله, the most beloved of people to Allah, أنفعهم للناس, are those people who bring the most benefit to others. It's a sign of love of Allah. Others, fellow human beings, and even animals. One of the signs of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of a person that was a sinner, that was despised by her community, was the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal made her offer a dog water, an act of courtesy, so that Allah Azza wa Jal would use that to forgive her sins. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires you to do something good for other people, that is a sign that at that moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you and showered you with His love. So find that motivation and that desire to help, to serve, and make a difference. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and I of those who listen and follow the best of what they listen to. أقول هذا القول أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه ويغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. One of the greatest motivations for someone to be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to do things for the love of Allah azza wa jalla, so that they would earn the love of Allah azza wa jalla. One of the greatest means for you to fall in love with Allah Azza wa Jal, to be in love with Allah Azza wa Jal. And it can be challenging. It's motivating, but it can be challenging. If you feel that you are challenged, you're motivated, you're encouraged to better yourself, to improve yourself, to become a better version of yourself, that is a sign that you're in love. When you feel like you need to be a better person. You know, it was said to one of the scholars, your son is in love with a girl. He said, well, good for him. It's going to help refine him and make him a better person. He's going to clean up. He said he's going to start cleaning up. It's going to refine his manners. He's going to watch his language. He's going to start looking, taking care of his looks. So good for him. Let's just make sure that it's done in halal. So imagine, if that's what the love of a human being who's flawed gives you, imagine the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what it would do to you. It will make you a better version of yourself. You'll even start loving yourself again. Because a lot of people don't love themselves enough. So it's very important that we realize what is in it for us. But how are you going to really love Allah or do something for the love of Allah Azza wa Jal if you do not know Him enough? So therefore, we need to get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better, especially at times of prosperity, so that we can enhance our attachment and love for Allah Azza wa Jal. And one of the series, inshallah ta'ala, that we're going to be announcing about is the series of Asma'ullah al-Husna, to get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the benefits of getting to know Allah Azza wa Jalla through His names and attributes is that it will actually induce the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You're going to start loving Allah Azza wa Jalla more. So please make sure that you join us for these sessions, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah increase His love in our hearts. May the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread amongst us and bring our hearts together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower us and bless us with His love. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون هذا وصلوا على من أمرتم بالصلاة والسلام عليه. Remember to invoke Allah's peace and blessings upon His prophet, as Allah عز وجل said, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.